In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Motley urges a major effort to get the youngsters of this country back to church as she laments what she sees as a worrying loss of a sense of right and wrong among some. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorn, promises a return to moral and spiritual values will be a priority for any DLP government. The Disabled Community Special Envoy calls on the young men of the country to respect life. An alleged serial car thief slapped with a list of charges for an apparent crime spree over a two-year period. And CBC employees waiting for official correspondence today, the day they are all to be severed. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Prime Minister May Amor-Motley is calling for a major national effort to get the youngsters of this country back to church and also for families to instill wholesome values as she laments what she sees as a worrying loss of a sense of right and wrong among some. Prime Minister Motley delivering an address during the ruling Barbados Labour Party's Founders' Day service voiced concern about the loss of life through gun violence and stressed the pivotal role of families and the church in helping to turn the situation around.
So I ask us to go into our communities, proselytize, communicate, work with, and ensure that we can make a difference to this country. I say simply to you that guns do not walk and guns do not talk. And therefore, it is the children and the young people who we have now to ensure that they accept that guns do not walk and guns do not talk. And if they do, then I believe that we can start to make a difference and to see a different outcome in this country. I can only pray and I can only ask us, because this is one time where many hands has to make light work. The rest of the...
Prime Minister May Amor-Motley. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorn, promises the return of moral and spiritual values if the Democratic Labour Party is returned to office in the next general election. Mr. Thorn accuses government of elevating people whose interest, he claims, is on advancing themselves materially rather than on addressing the needs of Barbadians. Speaking at the opening of the party's branch office in St. Joseph, Mr. Thorn said Barbadians will have a choice to make when the election is called.
The next election will be one in which the voters of this country have to decide which is more important, money or morality. Money did not bring this society to its point of high elevation. We are about building this society so that when we come into St. Joseph, this is a genuine expedition among the people of Barbados who matter, the people who have built this country. The millionaires and the multimillionaires did not build this country. We want one of our own, not based on money, but based on morality. That is what the next election is going to be about. Money versus morality. And I will tell you all now, in the money war, we cannot win. But in morality, we are going to win.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorn. Special Envoy for Persons with Disabilities, Rosalind Hurley, is calling on young men in Barbados to respect life. Addressing the media for the first time since a brief illness prevented her from participating in the Month of the Disabled activities during March, Ms. Hurley extended condolences to the family of 13-year-old Jonathan Chase and made the appeal.
I'd like to send my sympathy to the Chase family in Christchurch for loss of that little 13-year-old boy. I'd like to offer my sympathy for all the disabled. And I would like to tell people that your body is like a balloon. You can, like a balloon, if you stick it, it never gets repaired, it never gets better. And I would like all of that to just respect life.
Special Envoy for Persons with Disabilities, Roslyn Hurley, in the lunchtime edition. Well, an alleged serial car thief has been charged for an apparent crime spree in which a number of vehicles were reportedly stolen over a two-year period 7 years ago. The Barbados Police Service Major Crime Unit has arrested and formally charged 36-year-old Terry Cadogan of Kane Gardens in Phillip for car theft offenses dating back to 2018 and 2019. He's accused of stealing motor cars and their contents on the 5th of December 2018 and between the 20th and 21st of June 2018. Cadogan is also charged with theft of motor cars between the 26th and 27th of August 2018, between the 6th and the 7th of September 2018, between the 11th and 12th of November 2018, and between the 21st and 22nd of November 2018. In addition, he's accused of handling stolen property, a motor car, between the 12th of October 2018 and the 9th of January 2019. Cadogan was scheduled to appear before Magistrate Douglas Fredericks in the District B Magistrate's Court today. Well, all CBC workers are to be severed today to clear the way for a restructuring of the state-owned radio and TV station. Some weeks ago, the CBC staff was informed of the planned move and that they each would be paid a month's salary for every year of service. A CBC employee tells Starcom Network News that today the staff are calmly waiting for written notification, but that none has been issued so far. And U.S. stock markets have fallen again as President Trump prepares to unveil a massive slate of import taxes on Wednesday, which he has dubbed America's Liberation Day. Global stock markets also fell as Japan's Nikkei index closed down more than 4%, while in London, the FTSE 100 lost around 1% in early trading. It comes after the U.S. president suggested that new tariffs he is set to announce this week will hit all countries, not just those that have the biggest trade imbalances with the U.S. Downing Street, that's the British government, said the U.K. expects to be affected by U.S. tariffs and is not ruling out retaliatory tariffs in response. The measures will come on top of tariffs already imposed by Washington on aluminium, steel, and vehicles, along with increased levies on all goods from China. Our top stories. Prime Minister Motley urges a major effort to get the youngsters of the country back to church and for families to instill wholesome values, as she laments what she sees as a worrying loss of a sense of right and wrong among some. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorn promises a return to moral and spiritual values will be a priority for any DLP government. The disabled community's special envoy calls on the young men of the country to respect life. An alleged serial car thief is slapped with a list of charges for an apparent crime spree over a two-year period. CBC employees waiting for official correspondence today, the day they are all to be severed. And the U.S. stock market dips days before President Trump's new tariffs take effect. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.